I got busted. So I used my one phone call to dedicate a song to you on the radio.
All right, guys, welcome again to the Summer of Miles podcast, episode 2. Thanks for tuning in last week on episode 1. We had a lot of fun doing it. We had a lot of fun reading your feedback, talking to you about it. We're excited to kind of keep these rolling all summer. Quick update on the Strava challenge. You guys have been all over it. Sad to say, there's no more mediums and larges left. There might be an XL. There's definitely an XS and an S left. We got a lot of dudes out there. We need a little bit more female participation. So if you want to get out there, do that Strava challenge, go over to SirWalterRunning.com, check it out. Sandy, what you got?
Yeah, definitely want to see some girls on the run. Please be out there. Do it. Yeah, great feedback from our first week. I mean, you know, from Matt Sonnenfeld threw us some love. Really appreciate him. Smooth voices on here. You know, sometimes we do go for that NPR kind of smooth voice vibe. But I really hope you appreciated some of the music selections. Again, you know, we think through these things, guys. Not just who we bring on or segments, but the music selections make this. So shout out to Pat for the Apple Bottom Jeans. It took me back to my middle school 8th grade dance, which was a real treat. That being said, excited for this week. I want to give you the heads up. We will be dropping a press release for, again, our corporate and we call it our Corp X, which will be our corporate experience for those companies locally and nationally who want to be involved. It's a great way. We've got some great value provided. We talked about this last week. And then our VIS, very important spectator. Already got a few people signed up. But it's in one way you can just be a part of the action up close, get your swag, and another great way to support what we're doing through Sir Walter. So that being said, man, Pat, great first week, right?
Great first week. And another thing that we were excited about after that first episode, we got a few more people signed up for the Citius Mag Presents the Raleigh Denim Jean Mile. It's going to be an awesome event. You're going to hear today, I'll go ahead and spill the news. You know, if you're looking at this podcast, it's going to tell you who's on here. We're pumped. We've got Craig Engels on here today, North Carolina product. Coming at us from Winston-Salem, well, actually Pofftown, I hope I said that correctly. Recent Ole Miss standout, just signed with the Oregon Project. There is a really cool t-shirt with Craig's likeness on there. I don't want to say it's him because that might not be doing him justice. And I stumbled over in the interview. Ronaldo was the bust I was looking for. I said some soccer player. It tells you how much soccer I'm watching these days. I'm more of a Tour de France guy.
Clearly.
Yeah. But anyways, there's going to be a t-shirt we're going to talk about. We're going to put the picture up. If you want one of these, this is a Citius production. My man Paul Snyder doing the Microsoft paint. If you've seen Sir Walter Runner, yeah, the Sir Walter with no shirt on with the Band-Aids on the nipples.
Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah, that's the guy. Same guy. It has done it again. He not only did Sir Walter Running in Jeans for us this year, but he has done this All-American Craig Engels shirt that you'll be able to purchase from Citius. If you want to DM Citius Mag on Twitter, Instagram, however, get at them. There should be a way at CitiusMag.com to get it. You can buy one of these All-American t-shirts. It'd be great to rock one of these at Sir Walter on August 4th when Craig comes to town looking for his first sub-4.
And, you know, for the purist out there, yes, it can be pronounced Citius. We understand that. There has been some confusion, but we're going to go with Citius. That's what we're going to pronounce it. So just please don't get up with us about how we pronounce it. That's it. You heard it first here. Also want to put before the people that I'm really hoping that, you know, of course, you know, Pat was talking about what Paul's done with Craig. There was an Instagram of our own Pat Price finishing a bike, and gosh, he looked great in this biking shirt. It was nice and white, and he was sweaty. Paul, if you're out there, would you mind doing a paint of that? I would love to rock that on Sir Walter Knight. I'm not looking to rock anything with Craig on it, but Pat Price, different story. I'm willing to pay, and I'm guessing I'm not the only one out there. So, Pat, would you wear your own likeness?
I certainly would. And that brings up a good point. You know, Brent Francis of Runology told me he really is into the sunflowers this year. So anything you want to paint with sunflowers on, we'll sign them and give them to Brent. He is a sunflower guy. So if you have been out there to Clayton on the Noose River Trail and gone out by the sunflowers, go ahead and tag Brent in those pictures. Hashtag Revolu, R-E-V-O-L-U. He really is into it. So I hope you guys have gotten out there too. All jokes aside, it really is fun to see. They're going to be out there another couple weeks, but do not walk into the sunflowers.
For those of you who are not local, there is a really in Southeast Raleigh, there's a beautiful, it's a very short time window when there's this beautiful field of sunflowers that the city of Raleigh has actually, I didn't realize this, they're going to use it for biodiesel, Pat.
Yeah. You know, North Carolina, we're looking out for the rest of the country.
Yeah. We're on the forefront. So whatever you've heard about us, just ignore it. We're all about renewable energies. But it's a beautiful field. A lot of folks are going out there. If you're local, though, please, the city has pleaded with you, and we will as well. Do not go in the field because of bees and copperheads. That's what I heard. Pat, have you heard any run-ins?
Well, I've seen people running in there, and it's just not smart.
Not at all.
It's not your property. I mean, come on.
For the sake of the biodiesel, let it be. You know, it's a beautiful field for all enjoyment. I'm going to go ahead and jump in, let my last concluding thought before we hop into an incredible interview. I'm excited for what we're going to hear from Craig, of course, North Carolina. But we got another individual coming from the ladies' side who does have local ties, actually not from North Carolina, although has been here for the past 5 years, and got a real special announcement that's going to be live, heard first here on the Summer of Miles podcast that I want you to tune into. That'll be coming out later this week. So go ahead. Let's listen about what Craig's got to say, but I want you to tune in for this special announcement coming from, I'm not even going to give the name. You gotta subscribe and come back later this week for our third episode, and we'll have a special announcement. Again, heard first here on the Summer of Miles podcast. It's going to be awesome. So I'm excited. Again, thanks for tuning in, and let's go ahead and hop in and hear from our man, Craig, the mustache, the mullet, Ingles.
Sure. Yeah, just what Sandy said. We'll get into this interview here with Craig here in a second, but just kind of let you know what's going on. Some of the people we'll discuss in this interview. Of course, his coach, Ryan Van Hoy, we want to give him a quick shout out. He has been with the Sir Walter running team from day one. As many of you have been with us since back in 2013, 2014, the first year of the Sir Walter Miler. Remember, we did the Sir Walter Kickstarter to get this thing going. Coach Van Hoy was the one that put us over the edge and allowed our meet to get funded. And, you know, now we're in year four. So thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Coach Van Hoy. And, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about, you'll hear the names, Matt Sonnenfeld and Ray Flynn, who are Craig's agents. So those are the people that are, you know, working on his deals and getting him to races. And thanks for bringing Craig to Raleigh. We're excited to have that go down on Friday, August 4th. So, like anything, you know, send us an email, summerofmiles@gmail.com. Tell us what you're thinking. Make sure to follow us on social media at Summer of Miles on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We like hearing from you. If there's an athlete in this year's Sir Walter Miler you want to hear from, we're going to try to keep these interviews going. And, of course, we know we have not released the men's field yet. This is athlete number one. We're going to have that interview with our men's elite coordinator, Logan Roberts, coming up soon.
Happens to be my brother.
Yes, it is. Part of the Sir Walter running partnership. So we're excited to do that. As soon as we get our last few confirmations, we're going to do that. But if you didn't have a chance to look last week at the women's team, or the women's field, I guess, you could go back and listen to that podcast. We also have a press release up at SirWalterMiler.com where we list all the athletes running. So you can go take a look over there. We've got a killer women's field. So we're hoping to come close to that on the men's side. It's always going to be hard with the work that Jeff Caron does. But without further ado, here is our interview with Pofftown's own Craig Ingles. Today we're very excited to announce one of the first runners in the men's field for the 2017 Sir Walter Miler, fellow North Carolinian Craig Ingalls. Welcome to the Summer of Miles podcast, Craig.
Hey, thanks for having me, Pat. I'm excited to show out for the North Carolina fans with you.
Good. We're certainly excited to have you this year. I know we've been badgering you for a long time about it, going back to, you know, running on Priest Trail last year with you and Coach Van Hoy. So we're glad it's actually happening. But where are you now? Where are we speaking to you from?
I don't know if you could call it running if we were with Coach Van Hoy. But I'm just kidding. I'm right now. I'm in Oxford, Mississippi, and I'm flying to Switzerland tomorrow.
Cool. Yeah, that was one of the things I know that we were talking about between, you know, your agents, Matt Sonnenfeld and Ray Flynn, and of course Logan Roberts, who does the men's field for our race. So what's kind of going on there? I know that the Oregon Project is who you're running with now, and they tend to go over to St. Moritz and train. So what's your next few weeks looking like?
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, I usually just listen to what they say and follow it. That's I guess that's why I have had so much success in running, but I actually don't really know the plan right now. I know I'm flying to Zurich and taking a train over to St. Moritz, and I'm going to be there for at least 20 days because I think I fly to Raleigh on August the 1st. But I may possibly be racing over there, but I'm pretty sure I'm just there to train. So.
Cool. Well, I know we are definitely hoping that at least for Miles' sake, you've been running some really hot 1500s lately, but we were hoping this is your first big crack at that sub 4 mile, because we obviously, with the times you've been running, you got it in you. So is that, do you think that's the case? If you run over there, do you know what events it might be?
Yeah, I'm definitely not running any miles over there. I want to save it for Sir Walter. I want to break 4 there for the first time in front of my home state, in front of my parents and friends. So I'm possibly doing an 800 over there, but I could, for all I know, I'm just training for 20 days, trying to get fit for Sir Walter.
Awesome. Well, that leads us to probably a good place to kind of talk about is this year at the trials, and of course at NCAAs, you had a great little run at the 1500, you know, at both NCAAs and at USATF Nationals, whereas last year you did both the 800 and 1500. What kind of led to your decision to focus on the 15 this year?
I think it was after the trials last year, most 800 guys couldn't come back for a 1500. It was 6 days, so I'm not like crediting myself too much, but Van Hoy saw how much potential I had in the 1500 after running 5 races and then PRing, you know, so I think that that drove this whole year, and we really wanted to run the mile indoors and go for that collegiate record that Edward Cheswick actually got this year, but unfortunately I was not too smart. I went snowboarding and broke my collarbone, but I think that now that I had to take time off for that, that's actually allowing my season to go into August and September, so I mean I'm very thankful for everything that's happened, you know.
Sure. You know, I guess I totally forgot about that. It seems like you really did make the best of it. And that really goes back to, you know, think about this time last year where you had just come in fourth in the 800 and fifth in the 15 at the trials. You probably could have gone pro then, but you rolled the dice, took the chance. I know you guys, Ole Miss was fourth at NCAA, so you podiumed in cross country. Then you guys won the distance medley in indoor. Then you had obviously a very solid outdoor season, almost won a national title in the 1500. So I guess it paid off. But when you had that accident, were you at all worried that you might have had a chance and you screwed it up?
Yeah. It was such a successful year with Ole Miss, and like cross country went really well. And going into indoors, we were all focused on the DMR, you know. And as soon as I fell and got back up and knew something was wrong, I was just so upset with myself, you know, because like I wasn't just letting myself down, and I'm okay with that, but I was letting the other guys down on the DMR and letting Coach Van Hoy down, who's put so much faith in me and so much work. So it was like really sad moment, you know. I sat down on the ski slope, pulled out my phone, and I was like, what's the protocol, what's the time period for recovery? But thankfully the trainers down here at Ole Miss, they got me back going really quick, and it didn't hurt too much because we won the NCAA title in the DMR. So,
well, with that in mind, Craig, you know, now that you're a professional, congrats on that. But with, you know, with the contracts you hear about in the NFL, NBA, you know, they can only do certain things, you know, when they're not playing, they can't, you know, go skiing and things like that. Is there any, you know, without really making Ray upset or Nike, is there any verbiage in your contract that says, you know, no more skiing activities while you're competing?
I never read the long form, you know. I left that up to the agents, but I read short form and there was nothing in there. But I'm going to leave that up to my, you know, intrinsic feeling where if they're putting this much faith in me, I'm not going to do any extreme sports, at least till after Tokyo. So,
well, I think it probably leads a little bit to your personality too, without, you know, going to, you know, armchair psychologists on you. But I had a few friends, of course, in the past week, and I'm sure you've heard things about, you know, at USA's when, you know, that last 100, 150, you were going for the win. You weren't going for third. You probably could have sat back there and hung in for third. But am I right to say that's always kind of been your mentality, just to go for it?
I guess, yeah. You know, when I pull up on Mass Central, it's defending gold medalist in the Olympics, I was like, okay, I got this. But I think I, you know, discounted those two guys, Robbie Andrews and him, a little bit too much because, I mean, they beat me pretty bad down that last stretch. But, I mean, yeah, I wanted to win, and that's what I always want. But it doesn't come too often in collegiate and professional running, so we'll see. We'll see what the Oregon Project can do with me.
Start winning things.
Sure, sure. Well, that's, you know, an exciting place to kind of talk about. I know with, you know, the success that you had, you probably had some options and, you know, between shoe companies and training groups. So, you know, I guess the first was probably the, you know, the first, of course, was the agent and then the shoe company and then the training group passed there. So I know you had a relationship with Matt Sonnenfeld. So when choosing somebody like Ray Flynn, who has a history of working with, you know, middle distance runners and is an excellent middle distance runner in his own right, what kind of went into your thought process when deciding to work with them?
Yeah, I mean, I've known Matt for I think 5 years now, but it was cool because, you know, if I went with like a traditional agent, I couldn't really like say the same things that I do to Matt. But like, you know, every once in a while I'll text Matt and be like, I had a really good idea for a secondary sponsor. And I'm like, we should get Budweiser, some stuff like that, you know. And it's just like, I feel like I couldn't say that to people I don't really know that well. But Matt knows who I am. Matt knows, like, okay, he may be joking, but I'm pretty sure he's serious. So we'll look into it.
Sure,
but,
sure.
Yeah, it's good. It's a really good relationship. And Ray is awesome. He'll just fight for his athletes. And I've watched that in person. So it's really cool.
Sure. Yeah. Getting to know Ray a little bit. He certainly knows the sport and he does do what's best for you guys. And he's actually been to Sir Walter before. Do you know if he's planning on coming this year?
You know, he has so many milers in his arsenal. So I'm sure that there'll probably be six or seven of us there. So I'm sure he'll be there. We'll see.
There certainly will be a few more that we will get to announcing soon enough. But so that kind of leads to, you know, you sign with Ray, kind of get everything set with Flynn Sports, then you start thinking about shoe companies. What was kind of your thought process there? Where, did you kind of let them handle it, or did you kind of know what you wanted, or what was going through your mind after you had signed with Ray and that was the next step?
Yeah, they were asking me nonstop that did I want to stay with Van Hoy or was I okay with joining groups? And, you know, I kind of wanted to be with a company. I didn't know the Oregon Project was interested in me, but I wanted to be with a company where they would let me stay with Van Hoy if I needed to, and they would be interested if I stay with Van Hoy in starting a professional group in Oxford, Mississippi, because, I mean, we have so much talent coming out with Robert Domanik and Ryan Manahan, Sean Tobin, MJ, or it's just so many people. And but when I heard the Oregon Project was interested, it was kind of, you know, it was over.
Sure. Yeah, certainly a top training group to be affiliated with. And kind of digging into that a little bit, you know, when I'd kind of heard the rumblings of this, I kind of started thinking about it and connecting the dots. And, you know, I realized that, you know, one of the guys currently running out there is Eric Jenkins. And, of course, Ryan Van Hoy coached Eric for, I believe, a year at Northeastern. So did you, you know, lean on him and asking him some questions and dealing with Van Hoy and kind of seeing how it was going before you made that decision?
Yeah. I've met Jenkins a couple times now, and he's like such an awesome guy, and everyone I've ever talked to likes Eric Jenkins, you know. So I think he would be, I was thinking he would be an awesome guy not only to train with and, you know, run with, but also to hang out with outside of running. And Coach Van Hoy knew him personally and was totally in agreement. And he would ask Jenkins, like, do you think Craig would be a good fit? And I mean, I don't know what Jenkins answered, but hopefully it was something positive because I'm a member of the Oregon Project now.
It couldn't have been too bad, right?
Yeah.
So what is your timetable for that? I know you're going to St. Moritz. Of course, you're going to come back and stop by Raleigh in North Carolina mm-hmm. and run Sir Walter. Will you be moving out to Portland soon after that, or how's your fall looking?
Yeah, I think that my last meet of the season will probably be the New York Roadrunners Mile, I think, or sorry, I'm not sure what it's
Fifth
the road
Avenue Mile, maybe.
Yeah, Fifth Avenue Mile, yeah. But I don't know, like maybe I'll extend my season a week longer, and I've been hearing all these rumors about a Blue Jean Mile.
yes, we have heard the rumors too. You know, we're putting on one at Sir Walter. It's going to be exciting lead up to you guys race, but we have certainly heard from some other runners that have run our event in the past and some that are running this year that maybe after the Fifth Avenue Mile, there's going to be a real shot at a sub-4 Blue Jean Mile. So I certainly would like to be there for that or at least get some video, but make sure you do a few jogs in that before you start running at, you know, 58s in jeans. That might burn a little.
Yeah, I'll be wearing some good underwear, but that would be really fun. So I know I just saw Centrowitz was interested too. So maybe I'll try the double at Sir Walter.
Well, the Jean Mile's before you guys, so maybe not this year, but maybe there'll be a late night Jean Mile. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, kind of keep going. You know, we're not going to go too far today, but with, you know, signing a pro contract to be a professional runner, you know, I guess you probably had thought about this in the past, but when did you realize that this might become a reality?
Man, I don't know. Certainly not when I first got to Ole Miss. I was definitely not in the professional runner's mentality, but I think that I was asked this question the other day, so I answered the trials last year, and I think I'll have to stay with that answer because I mean, I didn't know professional running was in the books for me. No one said anything after the trials last year. I just thought, oh, cool, I had a few good races, you know. But apparently, yeah, those trials just set me up for, like, ultimate success this year and in my future.
Sure. Well, that brings up a good point too, Craig. Going back to, you know, as long as I've known you, I think the first time I met you was at the 2013 National Championships in Des Moines, where you qualified for the Pan Am team and ended up winning that. And then, you know, had some injuries at NC State before moving on to Ole Miss. And when you got to Ole Miss, just everything seemed to kind of fall in place. I know Ryan Van Hoy's really built that up, and he's got, like you mentioned earlier, a lot of guys down there running fast, especially in the, you know, 800-miler range. What do you think is the reason for that? How do you think that has all come together?
Jeez, I don't know. It's, you know, NC State was such a good team culture, and I loved it at NC State. I just couldn't stay healthy, you know, but when I got down here, we literally never run on roads. I haven't run on roads since I came here. And we take our easy days easy, and everyone's got talent, you know, we all work out together and we all work out hard. So, I guess the culmination of all those, you know, factors has made us one of, like, the Ole Miss, one of the strongholds in distance running.
Sure. Well, it's been fun to watch, and I know, Coach Van Hoy's done a great job, and it's kind of fun to see all you guys do well. And, you know, Demanic running a really hot mile, you know, the past month too. So it just shows it's working down there. And now, you know, it seems like a lot of recruits are going there right off the bat. So it's cool. You know, it's one of those things 5 years ago, you didn't really hear distance runners heading down there. But now it's, you know, with making podium and cross, and certainly the results speak for themselves on the track and have for a few years, it's fun to see. So, you know, what is one thing you'll miss about being down there?
Man, I'll miss a lot of things about Mississippi. It's you'd never expect it, but it's an awesome place. It's a little bit lawless, and I don't know. It's just like the perfect description for it is like the Ole Miss Rebels. Everyone's like down here for a different reason, and it's pretty cool. But I love the team. The team here is incredible. It's crazy to find, you know, such strong personalities actually getting along. You know, I'd feel like there'd be a lot more arguments and people not getting along, but it's crazy how well the team got along here at Ole Miss, and I'll really miss the team aspect like that. But I don't know, it's really cool. Oxford, Mississippi is.
Sure. It certainly seems like it. You know, you guys were just swapping people in and out in the distance medley, and it paid off. And like you said, it's kind of hard when everybody's running the same races, and you're, of course, running to get it to that every day in practice and doing repeats together. And the fact that you guys were able to kind of keep it cool and, you know, only really compete in the races, I don't know how that happened, but somebody should bottle it and tell other coaches how to do that. And I know a lot of it's personalities, but you know, it was fun to watch. So, moving on from Ole Miss, let's talk a few little things for the North Carolina folks here. You're coming to Raleigh, running Sir Walter. You know, this is our fourth year. We're certainly excited to have you step up. And, you know, you don't even know who else is running. You'll know in a few days. But for the people that are listening local here, what are some things you liked about your time in Raleigh? Maybe some places to run, or, you know, go grab dinner or things like that.
Yeah. So I was in Raleigh for 2.5 years, and we lived right off campus. So it was so cool to be like a really big part of the NC State culture. You know, on snow days, we'd go onto campus and participate in snowball fights and stuff like that. But Umstead, you can't really beat long runs there, you know. Everyone starts feeling good out there on those rolling hills, and they start picking up the pace. But I don't know. There's so many breweries, and we don't really have that in Mississippi. I guess I kind of miss that and, like, the vibe and the culture at those breweries. So, and I know there's a after party after Sir Walter, and
yeah, and we hope you come by. It's at Raleigh Brewing after the race. We've got a bunch of breweries that have contributed beers, including, you know, Wicked Weed Brewing, who's a great brewery from Asheville, has made a beer for us called the Summer Miles Pale Ale. So we're very excited to introduce you to that.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm super pumped for that, and hopefully everyone listening to this is a part of that. So
yeah, after your 7-4, it's going to taste really good. So
yeah.
Well, speaking of Craig, we only have a few more questions for you. We're not going to keep you too long, but another thing about being a pro athlete, you know, you just signed a contract, you know, you've been essentially running on scholarship or some form of scholarship for the past few years. Before that, in high school, you know, you're running on mom and dad. You've got a professional contract now. What is the first thing you bought after signing with Nike?
I guess I haven't really made any purchases yet, and I doubt I will. That's just me. I'm very cheap, and I guess I don't really buy things like that. I promised my girlfriend a vacation for Thanksgiving break, so hopefully we'll go down somewhere in the Caribbean and enjoy the splendors of the contract.
So I'm fully expecting once you get to the Caribbean, you're going to spend some money to buy a boat and just ride that back, you know, based on some of your past decisions. But I was expecting, you know, maybe a Winnebago or a van or something, but good for you for keeping it conservative.
Yeah. Well, I'll keep you posted on the Winnebago. I look at that more as an investment, you know.
Exactly.
a lot of people think of that as a splurge, but if you follow me on Instagram, then maybe you'll see something in the next couple of months about an RV.
I like it. Well, one more question for you because we're getting ready to cut this, but I've got to put music on the front and back. You know, runners, it's not like baseball where you have a walk-up song, but if you could have a walk-up song for this interview, what would it be?
Oh, man. I love Lynyrd Skynyrd. And my favorite song of his is Simple Man, but I don't know how pumped that would get people. But maybe if they saw the mullet and I was flying an American flag, they'd love it.
I've heard also that most of you guys have not seen this that are listening to this podcast, but there is an underground Craig Engels All-American t-shirt that's floating around. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't know if the photos have been released yet, but I was out grabbing a drink with one of the guys from Sidious Mag, and he showed me a photo of it. I mean, it looks pretty good, but hopefully people don't think that that's what I look like, or hopefully that's not what I look like. You know, everyone will see when they see the shirt.
It looks like that the bust of that soccer player, and I'm not a big soccer fan, but the one that just, he's a real good-looking guy, and it looked almost nothing like him, or just like a bad version. This shirt, you know, we'll talk to the Cities guys, see if they're cool with us posting it. We might have these for sale underground at Sir Walter, but that's kind of what it reminded me of. It looks like you, but you know, it doesn't do enough justice, but I know it was made in Microsoft Paint, so you can only do so much there.
Yeah, I appreciate the art. It's hilarious, and I'll definitely be buying one of those shirts.
Excellent. Well, we'll give you one, Craig, or I'll force Chavez and Paul to give you one. But that's it for us, Craig. Thanks for coming out to the podcast, the Summer Miles podcast. We hope you have a good trip to St. Moritz. And we're looking forward to having you in Raleigh. So take care.
Thank you so much. I'm super pumped to run in front of my home state. And hopefully I can do something impressive.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. Great interview there. Excited for Craig. And looking forward to joining you guys later this week again. We're going to be back by Friday of this week with another special announcement. So make sure you tune in. This podcast just keeps getting better by the episode. Y'all, by this last one, we're going to be hitting on all four cylinders. So just keep coming back. We promise to provide great content, great questions. Again, here to get you excited and ready for the Sir Walter Miler on August 4th. That'll wrap up episode 2 for the Summer of Miles podcast. Again, we love hearing from you. So please join us again, but also stay in contact with us at Summer of Miles. It's going to be on Twitter, Instagram, Summer of Miles. If you want to contact, summerofmiles@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. And again, we will take musical selections. So if you want to contact us, let us know if there's a song you want to hear. We'll consider it. Again, for Pat Price and for Sandy Roberts, we're looking forward to seeing you and hearing from you later this week.